Okay, this is Spoon Jackson, formerly of Uncuffed Radio. That's Delano. They, for some reason, terminated my job there, and I've done nothing wrong. So I had this piece written for them, but since they terminated me when reasons unknown to me, I just want to share with some realness people out there in the world. And it's a piece about a song that inspires you. And I recently had to deal with COVID-19 and pneumonia and almost passed, so here's a song that inspires me. This is Spoon Jackson. I'm from planet Earth, by the way of the heart of the high desert. My song is Keep Your Head to the Sky by Earth, Wind, and Fire. For me, Earth, Wind, and Fire music has always been personal, mystical, inspiring, spiritual, and real. Others of their songs with lyrics often pop up in my head too, like devotion, reasons, and that's the way of the world. But this is about keeping your head to the sky so the clouds can tell you why. I have often found solutions to many problems when I look into the up and down. It tells me the sky is limitless and instills that same vibe inside me. When I think of the lyrics during this pandemic, it lifts my spirit and my heart. The clouds let me know why and that I have choices. If what I'm doing right now cannot be let go into the sky, it's a bad choice. The lyrics come to mind when I'm writing a letter and have an important decision to make. I always like lying on the bedroom, sharing the sky with a loved one, with a lady in my life. If we cannot look and direct drift into the sky, our spirits holding hands, our friendship can't last, but the romance aspect may not be there. I first heard Earth, Wind, and Fire when I was 11 or 12 years old, and the album was Keep Your Head to the Sky, and it blew me away because I loved the sky, and it made it okay to keep my head to the sky. My older brother, Early Jr., would back his car into the lot we had on River Bottom Cook Street, where we kept a few farm animals, and we would gather there as a family sometimes to take care. Early would all open his trunk and turn the volume up, and that was the first time I heard Earth, Wind, and Fire and Keep Your Head to the Sky. We blessed the farm animals we were preparing for food. This has always been humbling and important to me, and I've always traveled there and found answers. My body is a part of the earth, but my spirit and essence, my love, can travel anywhere in the universe. That's why I keep my head to the sky, and sometimes I used to run into things. I know my body is a rest stop on space voyages beyond doom. Black holes are doors to other dimensions, but no physical body can go there. That's some of what I think and feel and know when I hear that song, Keep Your Head to the Sky. This is poem is called Hug, Almost Sonnet. Hugs can disarm a cannon, and like a cool breeze can undo hatred and racism or any foul disease. A hug can put a madman at ease, so hug as much and as deep as you please. Hug me today in your own special way, instead of two aspirin, what two hugs do. We can hug this morning and create a new day, our hearts warm and cozy where love go, where every dewdrop embrace each blade of grass, where every pebble caress each beam of the sun, where the sweet sand caresses the toes of all the lasses, where every hug unleashes the deepest fun. A group hug, long and long, will melt the ice and make everyone feel warm and nice.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.